Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to...
Stop it! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is the Pro Insider. This is the one for the trades for all of you guys out there. And the wonderful ladies that are working in the trades right now. And this is for you guys. Residential construction. Maybe you're a framer. Maybe you're a roofer. Maybe you're an interior designer. Maybe you're selling flooring and tile. And maybe you just work behind the lumberyard desk and have to deal with all of the rest of the hard-to-deal-with contractors out there. Welcome to Around the House. I'm Eric G, and we're going to talk just real briefly today because, quite frankly, I have to rest my voice just a little bit because tomorrow I have a big day ahead. Tomorrow we are doing Operation Helping Our Heroes. This is our Veterans Assistance Program, and it's really cool. This is something that before my time with KPAM here in Portland, they have raised over $2 million for the Clark County Veterans Assistance Center. These guys help ultra-low income and homeless veterans get on their feet, and they do anything and everything to help them get going and to help them find services. So these guys do amazing work, and we take one day a year and do a 12-hour telethon trying to help these guys out. Now, I'll be on there with Bob Miller, the legendary Northwest radio host, as well as JT, the cowboy cook, Jeff Tracy, who you hear on the Sun Broadcast Group as well. He does Barbecue Nation and in Portland, Grilling at the Green. He does both of those shows here in Portland, and we are going to be just helping out. We've got a telethon. We've got giveaways. We have auction items. We have compelling stories from veterans. There's a lot going on tomorrow. And that'll be from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. on theanswerportland.com. You can stream us live over there anytime you're listening. Or if you're driving around in Portland, if you're one of our local folks, you can just catch it on AM 860 The Answer. But go to theanswerportland.com, and that's where you can find the show. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and we're going to be having a good time. Who knows what can happen? Last year, we raised a ton of money. It was a lot of fun. And it's always great helping out veterans. So this is one of those things that really appreciate everybody that attends and has a good time as far as just jumping on the radio and giving us a hand. So we appreciate it, and stay tuned for that. Friday the 13th, theanswerportland.com. You can stream it live right there. Well, today I wanted to talk about a fitting subject about giving back. You know, there are so many people out there, including me, that are super buried. You know, it's that we are going to duke it out. It's like, you know, 2020 has been about a 12-month, you know, MMA fight. It's a 12-month boxing match. And it seems that, you know, we're playing whack-a-mole with life and business out there. You know, life for me is really good. And I'm very, very happy. Probably the best year, you know, of my life this year, just with lots of great things going, having a good time, enjoying what I'm doing, enjoying the people around me. And, these are the times that, even though we're busy, we get so wrapped up in making sure that we're doing our part around in our business, our personal life, you know, with our spouses, all of that stuff. But I just want you to think about giving back. You know, I'm working with a bunch of companies here in Portland that have their own charities that they're working with. Some of them have started their own. And, you know, I've helped out, you know, my pet projects around so far have been, you know, Operation Helping Our Heroes with the Clark County, you know, Veterans Assistance Center. I have Girls Build that I love spreading the word with, you know, and those are two of them right there. And Constructing Hope is another one with Dave Dahl from Dave's Killer Bread and those guys over there. So I love helping people out. And it's just good karma for you and your business, and it's good energy to be able to do something. And my challenge to everybody out there is, what is your team doing to give back? This is not a look at me, but what efforts are you getting a mental break and just helping other people out with? And I know that that's always a touchy subject, but you know something? There are so many great, feel-good, non-controversial things out there that you can help. You know, I love Constructing Hope. That is great. They are taking formerly incarcerated and homeless and both people that want to get their lives turned around and gets them into the trades, helps them get going. You know, great. This is awesome stuff. So what can you do with your company, with your team? What are you doing to give back? Are you heading down and masking up with COVID and putting, you know, going down and helping out at the food bank this year? What are you doing to help out? And I just want to challenge others to help out, because more than ever, we have people out there that need assistance this year with just the little things. And there's so many great programs out there that could use your help. So I just wanted to give a quick challenge to everybody. Put it up on social media. Have your friends and family help out. You know, have your fans of your business, you know, and former clients, you know, have them chip in. These are all great things. And so that's just my challenge to everybody out there today. We're coming to the holidays. It's an easy time to think about others. We should be doing it 365 days a year, but now that we're coming up on the holidays, what are you doing to help out in your community? And I just want to challenge you with that. Well, coming up this weekend on Around the House, like I said, we're going to keep this one a little short today just because I want to challenge everybody out there in a real positive way. But we're going to be talking about my project that I'm working on, a little bit about Ridgecrest Cabinetry, which is a local cabinet company that deals with contractors. If you are out there in the Portland metro area and you're a home builder, even a remodeler, these guys do amazing cabinetry here in the Northwest, even up into Seattle. So I just want you to take some time and check out Ridgecrest Cabinetry. They're really green. I put them in my house. But check out Ridgecrest Cabinetry. These guys do a great, great amount of work, and they do great stuff. It is a custom cabinet shop, but I tell you what, they are super competitive on price. And if you look at other local Northwest companies that turn around and sell to builders directly, they're crushing it. And as one builder told me, they were giving him cabinetry that was better than another local competitor at half the price. And that's pretty impressive. And the quality's right there, too. I love it. I've got it in my house. Like I said, this is I'm a cabinetry guy, so I want to see the right stuff go in. And I'm really enjoying this stuff already. We haven't even got the countertops on yet. So we'll be talking about that. We're going to be talking about surveys and building a fence, making sure you got that dialed in. And then we're going to talk about pets for a little bit. We'll talk about floors for pets and creating a pet-friendly outdoor area. And then in hour two, we're going to talk about how to track down a leak in that exterior wall. Hard water, how do you deal with that? And then package security, how do you keep those shipments coming to your house a little bit more secure to keep those porch pirates away? All this and more. It's a smorgasbord of Around the House with Eric G this weekend. It's a charcuterie plate of DIY tips and construction. So come on over and visit us right there. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. We're going to keep this one short because I don't want to get my voice too worked up today. I'm going to try to keep it quiet, which is hard enough for me anyway, so I can do my show tomorrow live on AM 860 The Answer, which is theanswerportland.com, as we're helping out Operation Helping Our Heroes. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. Thanks for listening Around the House. We've got some big interviews coming up starting next week, so stay tuned for that. And I appreciate every single one of you listening. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Designed by Eric G. in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright 2020 Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G. from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand-molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.